that's what that story I just talked about, you know, you break it down. Listening was the most important part of that story. I heard her banging the keys. I don't made more work for her. I heard her sigh. I was listening for that. When I heard that, I recognized that she was not happy with me because I was adding more work on her plate. When I hit her with the accusations audit and I brought a little humor into it, it diffused the negatives that she was thinking. It calmed her down. Her amygdala stopped being as fired up. And then she stopped looking at me as a problem, but she started looking at me as an opportunity to do something good for somebody. And she did. And then she felt good about it. And when I acknowledged it and gave her some positive feedback about it, it made her day even more to where she didn't want to get off of the phone right away. That little bit of an exchange made that big of a difference. And had I not been listening and paying attention to how she was hitting the keys, the little sigh, I would have missed it, and she would have stayed in that same mindset the whole way through, and may not have said, "Well, we just have to redo all these flights." Instead of saying, "Look, I fixed it for you."
It's simply this: there is a very basic need within us humans to be heard and understood, to be listened to, and the fact is, no matter how much of this training we give, the bulk of the population does not listen well. And the vast majority of the people that you're going to meet on a day-to-day basis in the business world, in your world, in family, wherever, the vast majority of people do not feel like people listen to them well. That's why they launch off into their goals. That's why they launch off into trying to explain, because they feel like nobody listens to them. So they got to get it out quick and get out in front of it before anybody can stop them from talking. And if you take, like what Troy did, if you take those few seconds to listen and listen for the affect changes, what he's talking about, she didn't speak anything in that way. She was sighing. He could hear the loud keys tapping. You're listening for those affect changes as well. That's part of it. And when you do that, the other side is getting from you that which they are not getting fulfillment with in any other venue in their lives. That is being listened to. And when you listen to people, their guard comes down, their shoulders come down, all their defenses come down, because you're doing something for them that they desperately need that they almost never get.
You know, Don, I was just thinking about something, and everything you were saying was right on point. I was thinking about another time that people don't really listen to you if they don't think you're important enough. And it made me think about an instance where we were at an event, and one of the participants or people there thought that I was somebody else. So they rushed over to speak, and, "Hey, how you doing? And, you know, who are you?" And I said my name. And when they said, "Well, what do you do?" I said, "I work for the Black Swan Group and Chris Voss." And that individual turned to the other person on their left and said, "Oh, he ain't nobody." So I found that to be very funny, because, it, you know, by the end of the night, that individual was asking for coaching. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, I wasn't anybody in their eyes, so nothing I said mattered.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you said that, because at least once a week, either at an event or in a coaching, somebody asks me or asks one of us, "What do you do when you're trying to get to the decision maker and the decision maker won't call you back? The decision maker won't talk to you. It's always his, you know, executive assistant, or it's her other person, her assistant, that's her receptionist just won't let me through to talk to her. She won't return any of my calls. I can't get." And what they're doing is they're completely ignoring that gatekeeper. Because again, not important enough, right? They want the decision maker. Well, let me tell you who the shot caller is. Because that executive assistant that keeps you away from the boss, that is helping them with all their time, that person has probably more influence than anybody you'll ever meet. And so listen to them well, just like you'd listen to the decision maker, because that's who not only is going to get you to that decision maker, but if you make them feel important by listening to them, they're going to have influence very often in the decision. They're going to come to that decision maker and they're going to say, so-and-so has been trying to call. He wants to sign this contract or whatever. And, you know, he seems good to me. He's been really nice on the phone and blah, 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 blah. And Troy let me sit in early in my Black Swan journey on a coaching client. And he was in a very competitive business. They met, after weather events, they met with all these potential clients and they would just hand out business cards over and over and over. It was just bulk quantity over quality. And he started using the Black Swan skills. So when he would go in and hand the card to the front desk person, whoever it was, he'd use some Black Swan skills and talk to them and listen to them a little bit. A year later, in one case, this guy calls him and says, hey, I want to use you to do this, this, and this. And he did a proof of life and he's, you know, why would you call me back out of all the business cards that you guys get? And he said, oh, I've only got one business card. My receptionist threw all the rest of them away. She kept your card for some reason over a year later. And it turns out that the receptionist that he had treated well was the owner's mother and she worked for the company. And that little few minutes of conversation where he took her seriously and he listened to her well, she dumped every other business card that they got from the same. She didn't know anything else about the guy. She knew about his business card and that he made her feel valued because he listened to her. And a year later, no advertisements, no revisits. That's who got the job. So
I remember that.
Yeah. And I know we're running up against time, but Chris put in the chat, how might an ego label work with that person? Amazing, because you're showing that you recognize the significance they have in the business, in the transaction, in the negotiation, whatever it is. It seems like you're the only person that I can trust to get this message across, or it seems like you're the only person that puts in work around here. You can do a little fun little label, but a little bit of an ego label, it goes miles when you recognize them, because they don't get recognized. The 100 people in before you asked for time with the other person, asked for you know, a call back, or wanted to leave a business card, or wanted to do an email, and never even considered that the person that they were talking to was a real person. And like Troy said, the executive or the leader, whoever it is, they got enough going on. If their executive assistant, if their gatekeeper comes to them and says, out of everybody we've talked to, everybody you've seen, this is the person that seems to be no BS. This is the person that, and you may not have said any of that. You just listen to them for a while. They might not know anything but your first name, but they're going to have a good feeling about you. And the executive, they don't want any more work. They don't want any more decisions. If that person trusts them and they trust that person, they're good with that decision. So listen well.